The Public News Service Daily Newscast for October 21st, 2025. I'm Joe Mullery. Crews began tearing down part of the White House East Wing to make space for President Donald Trump's planned ballroom. The Associated Press reports the East Wing, long home to the First Lady's offices, now shows heavy damage as demolition continues. Work started in September, and the White House says it doesn't need outside approval for tearing down the structure. The National Capital Planning Commission, which usually reviews major projects, hasn't approved new construction. The 90,000-square-foot ballroom is expected to hold about 1,000 guests. Iowa seniors who use Medicare face coverage changes for the upcoming year. Health advocates are encouraging people to review their options during the open enrollment period that runs until December 7th. AARP Iowa State Director Michael Wagler says it's important to review the available options because plans and coverage may have changed.
That includes the drugs that are covered, monthly premium charges, and even what pharmacies are considered in-network.
He says they are working with the Iowa Senior Health Insurance Information Program to help people understand their options and feel secure during what can be a confusing process.
And unfortunately, scammers know this as well, and they will often try to scam Medicare beneficiaries during this period.
Wagler adds that Medicare will never call beneficiaries requesting personal information and says it's important never to engage with anyone calling claiming to represent Medicare or asking for enrollment numbers. As the influential rise of the white Christian nationalism movement can be seen across the country, a Wisconsin-based law expert argues the solution hinges on the separation of church and state. The extremist ideology, which experts say has ties to the MAGA movement, asserts that America is and must remain a Christian nation. Andrew Seidel with Americans United for Separation of Church and State argues Christian nationalism is a sinister, exclusionary movement attempting to redefine America and reshape its laws. He stresses it distorts both the Christian faith and the country's constitutional democracy.
Christian nationalism is not the same as Christianity. So not every Christian is a Christian nationalist. Really important to make that distinction.
White Christian nationalism is a subset of Christian nationalism that asserts the white race and culture is superior. Research shows these views are most prevalent in Midwestern and Southern states that voted for President Trump. About 30% of Wisconsinites are white Christian nationalists, according to the Public Religion Research Institute. This is Public News Service. North Carolinians are speaking up as state Republicans rush to change the congressional voting map and improve their chances in the midterms next year. Eric Tekedoff has more.
The map largely impacts Congressional District 1, which was the site of the only competitive congressional election in North Carolina in 2024. The map would decrease black representation in particular. Tyler Day with Common Cause North Carolina says the proposed map decreases the black voting age population of the district by 8%.
Representative Don Davis, a Democrat, won Congressional District 1 by less than 2 percentage points in 2024. The new map was drawn specifically to oust Representative Davis and make it easy for a Republican to win.
Republicans in the General Assembly have made clear why they want to make this change. It's likely to gain them a seat in the U.S. House, as State Republican Senator Ralph Heiss, who is serving as Senate Deputy President, has stated. The House Redistricting Committee is scheduled to meet today at 2 p.m. The General Assembly is accepting comments from the public on the plan.
Advocates for working families in New Hampshire say a prolonged government shutdown could harm the more than 70,000 residents who rely on SNAP benefits.
Federal officials warn the food assistance program will run out of money at the end of the month and have not said whether they'll step in to ensure payments continue. Lucas Meyer with the nonprofit Our Economy, Our Future says tax cuts for high earners and corporations have left the state with little revenue to shore up public services.
A lot of folks right now are feeling the squeeze, but that has also been the reality for a lot of working people in this state and in this country for a long time.
He says tax cuts for the ultra wealthy have drained more than $1 billion $1 billion from the state budget over the past decade, leaving communities with inadequate housing, childcare, and health care. Two rural health centers in Franconia and Canaan have already announced their closure due to federal Medicaid cuts. I'm Catherine Carley.
Farm Aid, the annual concert program that raises money to support America's family farms, is celebrating its 40th year of great music and benevolence. One advocacy group, the Missouri Rural Crisis Center, has worked with the concert series every step of the way. The center supports the state's independent family farms and rural communities with programs that help ensure for market, support the environment, and preserve the rural lifestyle. The center's Rhonda Perry says her group was started with a grant from Farm Aid.
Farm Aid has very thoughtfully over the years ensured that the event wasn't just a concert, but was an event that has ways for people to engage and take action right there at the concert.
She says Farm Aid cut a $10,000 check to help the center get up and running in the mid-1980s. This is Joe Ullery for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.